Now on Bank Holiday Monday, the 2nd of May, a great fundraising community event comes to Billericay. The Billericay Soapbox Derby is being organised by the Rotary Club of Billericay, and here to tell us all about it is Mike Sinclair. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, nice to have you in the studio. Hey, this looks like a great event. This is the first time it's been put on in Billericay, isn't it?
It is. It's the inaugural event, first of what we hope will be a number.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, tell us all about that in a minute, but perhaps you can first tell us a little bit about the Rotary Club in Billericay and how you got involved in it all.
Yes, well, the Rotary Club in Billericay has been established for 56 years.
Wow.
And I was invited to join far too long ago now, about 27 years ago.
Right.
So we're a small club. We have 21 members, and
right.
we meet regularly. And our objectives, aims and objectives, are like all the other Rotary clubs. And we aim to provide humanitarian relief to internationally, locally, yeah, and nationally.
Yeah, to those in need. Yeah.
To those in need. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Fantastic.
And we in order to do that, we raise funds, and we support other service clubs as well doing the same.
Yeah. Okay, then that's the idea of the Soapbox Derby, isn't it? To raise money.
Derby is to raise money. Purpose, yes.
Fantastic.
Indeed.
So, first of all, then, tell us, what is a Soapbox Derby, and where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea came from one of our members, James Arsley, when he was on holiday in New Zealand.
Okay.
He saw a Rotary Club there who were holding their own Soapbox Derby.
Okay.
And he thought, this is a great idea, and he brought it back and discussed it, and we thought it was something that we could do successfully.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically people make their own soap. Well, you call it a soapbox. It's kind of like what I used to call a go-kart, I guess. Is that,
yes,
right?
A soapbox is made by the individuals, and it relies entirely on gravitational force.
Okay.
There's no engines. There's no... It has to be obviously streamlined, but yeah. There's no artificial aids, as it were.
Right, okay. It's a bit like the Formula One regulations, really, isn't it, all this? Yeah.
Well, we do. We have published a long list of regulations so that our participators can conform, really,
yeah.
And
yeah.
All of it has a... is done with safety in mind.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I think you're anticipating it's going to be quite a big event on Bank Holiday Monday. Did it take a lot of organising?
Enormous amount of organising,
yeah, yeah.
Actually. We set about prioritising the various things that we needed to do. And obviously the first thing that was required was to obtain the permission from Essex Highways.
Oh, of course, yeah.
To get the road closure.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Because it's going to be on the 129 from Sun Corner down towards Western Road.
Down the hill, yeah.
Down the
yeah,
hill,
yeah,
and yeah. The road will be closed on the 2nd of May.
Okay.
To all traffic from 6 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
So we had to put in our plans to Essex Highways and have them approved.
Yeah.
And that... We could do nothing before we'd got that approval, because we had no event without that approval.
Right, of course, yeah, yes.
And since then, the second major thing would be to get entrance, to
yep.
get people to volunteer to build carts and enter into the derby.
And I believe you've had no shortage of entrants, have you?
No, we have about 55 entrants
wow, yeah.
at the moment, so we have a good event taking place.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I read a couple of weeks ago that one guy has shipped his soapbox 5,000 miles to actually take part in this. Is that right?
That is true. Yeah. That is true. I'm not sure that it was his main purpose for.
But it certainly makes
a good story.
It's a guy called Richard Wallace, and his soapbox is called Sentinel Flyer.
Yes, indeed.
And it was packed up amongst suitcases and sent from the remote island of St Helena in the South Atlantic to take part in the Soapbox Derby in Billericay.
Exactly.
Fantastic. It's an international event now already, isn't it?
Yes. It does have an international flavour now, but most of our participants are local people. Although we do have a college as made an entry, a college in Lancashire has actually entered, and they're making the trek down, and so that's pretty dedicated.
That's great, yeah. Well, I mean, I've never seen a soapbox derby, but I have seen a little bit of video of one, and some of the entrants are just fantastic. I mean, I did see a great big pink elephant with flapping ears in one of these things coming rolling down a hill. Are you expecting those sort of entries?
Yes. We have three categories of entrants.
Okay.
We have a student category.
Okay.
Because we have a number of schools and colleges who have taken it on as a project to build a soapbox,
right.
And they're very enthusiastic, so there'll be the student category. There's a corporate category, which will be local businesses who have also undertaken to build and publicise their own business at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
And we have the wacky racers category, which is the catch-all, really.
Great.
And there we have some really, really crazy types of entry.
Right,
I know there are. I've seen a couple of bathtubs on wheels, which I suppose, as it's a soapbox derby, is an angle that you might take.
That's right. Is the bath going to be full, though?
Well, it'll be full of a driver, anyway.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, can you give us a bit of a rundown of what's going to happen on the day? The road's closed from 6 a.m, then I suppose you're laying out the course, are you?
Yeah. We're laying out the course, and indeed there's a lot of work to do because it's a one-day event. We're having to get it all set up and taken down on the day.
Same day, yeah.
Same day. We have the Basildon Council have kindly given us the use of Sun Corner.
Yeah.
Where there'll be lots of entertainments for families as well,
yeah.
So that they'll make a day of it. They can watch the soapboxes come down, and they can go and have something to eat and have a look at the different entertainments that are there for their delight.
Okay, what sort of entertainment have you
Well,
got
there'll
there?
Be our major sponsor, Toomey Motor Village, have brought along a number of different entertainments for children,
right.
Primarily. There's an innovation centre, which is a computer interactive game that will be available,
yeah.
and a football game as well. And there'll be the usual inflatable types of entertainments as well.
Sounds wonderful, yeah, excellent. Is it too late to enter as a competitor?
It probably is. I think our lists were closed some time ago, and it would need someone to have their soapbox already completed to our specification for them to be a serious candidate.
Oh, I better get my entry form for next year then.
That'd be a good idea.
Now, you mentioned safety a bit earlier on. Now, you've got all these people hurtling down the hill in their homemade contraptions. Is there an ambulance standing by? Seriously, I expect safety is a big consideration, isn't it?
Safety is of paramount importance to us.
Yeah.
We have submitted all our detailed plans to the Essex Safety Advisory Group,
right.
They've all been approved, and so we're compliant. We have gone out of our way to ensure that the racing will be safe.
Yeah.
We've a rather innovative idea. We have purchased 80 inflatable sausage shapes, 7 meter long in rubber inflatables, which will line inside the metal crash barriers on both sides of the course, so that no harm should come to either spectator or driver.
And the event is to fundraise for charity, as we mentioned earlier on. Who is going to benefit from the funds you raise?
Well, we have selected a number of good causes for to be beneficiaries, and locally we'll have a couple of the schools. The Billericay School and Quilters Junior School will stand to benefit. And as well as Little Havens Children's Hospice is going to be a major beneficiary.
Excellent. Yeah.
And internationally, we hope to be able to help Hope and Homes for Children and Médecins Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders as well, which are very worthy charities.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, what a great fun family event. It sounds absolutely fantastic. So you just need to tell us, how can people get tickets?
People, entry will be by programme.
Okay.
And programmes are £3 for a single programme, or £10 for a family programme, which will admit two adults and two children. And they're available at a number of outlets in the town, including Anna's Newsagents in Radford Way, the Red Lion and the Checkers in the High Street, Creatures Great and Small, and Isleley Photographic, as well as Ashton and Charters, the estate agents.
Fantastic.
They all will have stores of programmes which they can sell during their normal opening hours. Otherwise, you can buy tickets online at our website, and you can pay online and download a ticket which will be exchanged at the gates for a programme.
Brilliant. Well, if you're looking for that particular website, if you look at the Phoenix FM events guide for Monday the 2nd of May, we have got that event on there, and there is a link to the website where you can buy tickets. So I'll also put a link to that up on the my show page blog this afternoon, later on today.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it. I'll have a couple of those programs off of you in a minute, because I will be lining up along the road waiting for these, well, I won't call them idiots, but you know what I mean, these people who are doing a very good thing.
Zany individuals,
that's better. Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, the zany individuals hurtling down the hill. That's Mike Sinclair from the Rotary Club in Billericay. Thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Cheers.